The Elvis Cast with Grant Bench.
Today, it's our third and concluding part of our interview with fan club president Wayne Hawthorne. And I continued our interview by asking Wayne about some of the people he has met in the Elvis world.
Well, there's a difference between meet and meet. Okay, but ones that I spent time with.
Spent time with is, that's more to the point, yes.
Okay, well, people who I regard as a personal friend would be Uncle Vester in particular. I first met him in January 71, and over the years we became very good friends. And he even took my mother out when she went on a fan club tour with us in 84. I introduced them, and he took my mum and her friend out for dinner. Thorough gentleman. So Uncle Vester, and mind you, with Uncle Vester, he was a straight shooter. He, if he thought it ain't the same as what it was, he would say that. And that was one of his favourite terminologies. Go up the hill, it ain't the same as it was. he, George Klein, very much so got, especially 82 and 84, where we did shows at WLVS. That was fantastic. And George was another one that I got to know that he could talk straight to you. As in, look, if he wanted to say something that a fan may not like, he would say, well, whether you like it or not, this is it, right? So, when you feel that he's comfortable talking to you on that level, he comes in as my number two. And number three, Red West. He and his wife came around here for to my place for dinner when he was in Australia, and we had a wonderful night. Boy, some of the our talking went on for a long, long time. But I always promised him one thing, and I still hold that true today, that even though he's dead, I will not put in print some of the things that we talked about. But he did give me permission to tick off. So he said, you can put that in your newsletter, bang, bang, bang. But other things, no. I mean, I can talk to people about it, but I can't. I would never put it in writing. I don't want to make a buck out of the guy, if you know what I mean.
Well, that sounds like, you know, that's a true friendship, that you're showing respect to him and his, you know, what he told you and his memory. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, I respect that totally. Now, let's talk about the fan club then. Wayne, it's one of the longest running fan clubs in the world. Is that right?
Longest continuous. Yeah, well, you have. I was once in Liberty Land hearing an argument between two people regarding a European fan club, not British, European. They were saying, oh, well, really giving this guy a hard time, saying, oh, well, you know, you claim that blah, 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 but our club started before your club. Now, that's true. The only trouble is what the loudmouth forgot to say was, well, yeah, but there were 15 years that the club didn't run.
But that doesn't count, does it? Yeah.
So a lot of clubs around the world closed either before Elvis died or after Elvis died, and they were out of business. They didn't even, sorry, we've had it. That's it. And then somebody else restarted the club, which is great. However, they can't say that they have been running continuously because, well, they didn't. Oh, God, especially the European fan clubs. There's a lot to get into arguments about that. But, okay, our club started in 1964. New administration took over in 67. Was invited to join the committee in at the end of 68 and took it over the running of the club in 71. Simple as that. And still, we've never closed down.
And still doing it today.
Still here today and never closed down, no.
You still got members from around the world too, have you?
Not as many as we did. God, we had members in every corner of the earth, but you know we've still got members in the UK, Europe, the United States, South America. So that's not bad.
That's fantastic. But
not as many because once prices had to go up and up and up and the internet came in, well, people weren't willing to pay big membership fees. And it's not cheap to send stuff overseas anymore.
Yeah, postage is a real killer. I know all about that.
Yeah, but a hell of a lot of those members, while they don't want to pay for a membership, still keep in contact regarding, especially Australian record releases.
Right.
So they keep in contact, and so I still do, or the club still does a good trade, you know, with these people. But it's sad that, you know, I'll give another club, overseas club in particular, a plug. The Elvis Presley Fan Club of Greece, and they started up, I think, just around about the time that Elvis died, and they've come out here and visited me, and I stayed with them in Athens. Well, didn't stay with them, but we had a great time in Athens together, and wonderful, absolutely wonderful fan club. But however, as they signed off around about 2 years ago, saying, well, we're still a club, but we're not putting out a magazine anymore because the internet is virtually a bit like the, what was it, the video killed the video, radio star?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's sad in a way because what I was just going to mention too is about, you know, the opportunity that you got to take fan club members away on holidays and how, you know, obviously I went on one with you was about 10, 12 years ago and I'm still in contact with people that I went with on that trip.
That's amazing. I mean, some of those people that you're still in contact with, do they know what King Creole was all about by now?
I did buy one of them the DVD, actually.
Well done. Well done. You are a true Christian.
Well, yeah, I know.
My God, I'm not allowed to say that on radio anymore.
Oh, we'll edit that out. Don't worry about it. Now, Wayne, one of the great memories of that trip that we went on in 2012, but you did many trips before that with fans, didn't you?
Oh, God, yeah. Yep. Yeah, we did our first trip as a club in 79.
Oh, it's just amazing.
And then into the 80s and 90s and 2000s. Yeah.
We obviously go to Graceland. Did you go into the house yourself a few times or was that a bit hard for you?
Well, in actual fact, on the 1982 fan club trip, we weren't there when it opened in August. We were actually there in March, April. Okay, so the group sort of dispersed. Because Graceland wasn't opened. Anyway, go down there, we're talking in the office or whatever, and Festa's there, and, of course, we're already friends. And so they turned around. Unfortunately, the group, some had gone downtown, some had gone this way, some had gone that way. I think there were about five or six of us. And Festa turned around and said, let's go up and have a look.
Oh, wow.
So we got into Graceland before it was actually into the mansion before it was open.
Wow.
All I remember, the main thing I remember was, it was amazing. It was amazing. But there were boxes, there was stuff everywhere, and the trophy room was just an absolute mess. I was amazed, actually, when it opened in August that they got it together. But, okay, 5-6 months. But, and I just remember certain things. We weren't allowed to touch anything, there was the army uniform, the golf suit, a leather jacket and bikey cap, or cap, but you know, the famous photos from the 50s where he was riding his Harley. So they were absolutely, you know, they hit you. But the gun collection. Certain things hit me. But we were, and then out back, of course, we're taken out back, and the cars were out in the carport. That was sensational. But, we were given, it's hard to say, Grant, maybe 30, 45 minutes. And that's all they gave Fester. And I had a photo of Fester and I taken outside about halfway up the driveway, which I treasure. And... But it was really fabulous.
You remember this too, Wayne, at the time. It would have been not long after you came back. The Don Lane show out here did that live show from Graceland. You know, they had all the I think they did it maybe a week or two before. And I remember looking through that and just being gobsmacked that I was watching what was happening in Memphis at that time, and vowed vowed then and there to my parents, I'm going there soon. Okay, it took me 10 years, but I did get there.
Well, look, it was quite funny with that Don Lane show, because we had already been in there. There's, well, 5 or 6 of us. That was quite amazing in that, they've done that up nicely and whatever.
So I was thinking it would have been interesting for you to see that, having been in there not too long before.
That's right. By the time Don Lane was there, of course, they had done a magnificent job in sorting things out, and brilliant job.
Well, I know it's on YouTube, the Don Lane show, all that footage. So if anybody hasn't seen it, look it up on YouTube and watch it. It's fascinating.
YouTube has got some wonderful stuff on it regarding Elvis, but it's also got a hell of a lot of grey material. So I'll ask you, have you seen the Elvis Pearl Harbor concert on YouTube?
I did watch that documentary that they did.
Oh, yeah, documentary. Unfortunately, we haven't got live footage, but, you know, the photos and that they put up was great.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Of course, the audio, we do have that, has been released on record and CD. But yeah. It's still, it was very well put together.
I thought it was a fantastic show. It was done on an American PBS station, I think, and I think SBS showed it out here as well. I managed to keep a copy of it. It's fantastic. So yeah, Elvis and the USS Arizona. Now, Wayne, you and I could talk Elvis all day, but I did want to have one question to ask you. And, like, obviously in 1977 when you were asked about Elvis, would you have had any idea you'd be still talking about him 45-odd years later?
Yes, with people like you and friends who I grew up with Elvis fans. As far as the, the media goes, all I'd like to say is and people don't give them credit. All I'd like to say is thank you to networks like 7 and 9 that throughout the years have continued on free-to-air playing Elvis movies. You know, I really appreciate that, and I know a lot of other people do. And even though you've got all the movies on DVD or Blu-ray or whatever, to have them put it on free-to-air, it's amazing how many younger people get attracted to Elvis by those movies.
Yeah, even today, I mean, going back when I was a young Elvis fan, those Elvis movies bang on TV in the afternoon, you'd have Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and then an Elvis movie or what have you. And today, like you say, they show them. And even my brother had his neighbour came over and said, oh, your brother's an Elvis fan. My son watched Funnel Acapulco, thought it was fantastic. Is there any more? So we've got another new Elvis fan. So it just keeps going on and on. And the movies, to me, are an underrated source of attracting Elvis fans. I know that.
Oh, my God. I mean, they were so important to us, you know, especially in the 60s when Elvis was starting to cop a bit of flack. But I tell you what, those movies were so great. I must admit, I you know, as time went on, when Tickle Me came out, it was not getting great raves in a lot of areas. Some people in the States were giving it a, you know, basically an A+. Anyway, go along to see Tickle Me, and all of a sudden, then you have these, because they didn't have time to record new songs, you've got these old records. Whoever selected, and I still, to this day, don't know who selected the songs to go in that movie, but whoever it was, and I'm sure Elvis would have had a bit of say in that matter, and that's one thing I can say about Red West. I asked him that question. He said, I really don't know, but he said, that fight scene I was in, Elvis loved doing it feel so right in that scene early in the movie. So I would say Elvis had a lot, but the fact is that was on for a two-week run. It ran for 6 weeks, and I was there once a week for every week. The day that Harum Scarum opened down the road and around the corner at the MGM in Collins Street, we went to the morning show of Tickle Me. Now, this is week number 6, packed. We go down for the afternoon show at Harum Scarum, and we walked in, and nobody there. I turned around and said to, you know, the ticket lady, we've just been down. She said, don't mention it. You've been down at the Rapallo watching Tickle Me again, haven't you? Because we were teenagers. And I said, yeah. And she said, so I said, what happened this morning? And she said, well, have a look at what's here this afternoon. He said, thank you, you guys have turned up. She said, we had people coming in this morning not to watch Harum Scarum. They wanted to watch the Jay North movie. Dennis and Ennis, what was it, Zebra in the Kitchen. I've gone, oh, okay. So we went and watched the movie, and that was that. But, yeah, I think Protocol said that the Rapallo weren't supposed to be showing, continuing Tickle Me on for 6 weeks, and to give the MGM mob a chance to get Harum Scarum in. But, yeah, so that's always one movie, Tickle Me, that of the later movies that I absolutely adore.
Well, I know one thing I want to do with this podcast is actually talk about Elvis's movies, so in particular. So I might have to call you up in a few weeks, and we'll just talk specifically about the movie, because as I mentioned, I think they're underrated in the Elvis story.
So do I.
Well, Wayne, one final thing for you. Tell us how anybody can get in touch with you for the Elvis Presley Fan Club of Victoria.
Okay. They simply drop us a line at Elvis Presley Fan Club of Victoria, P.O. Box 301, Heidelberg, Victoria 3084. Payment is annual membership fee is $15.
And it's very well worth it. Actually, I think mine's nearly due too, so I'll have to get on to that. But Wayne, look, as I said, I could talk to you about Elvis all day, and if you don't mind in the future, we'll have you on to have another good chat about Elvis.
Definitely. I like the idea of talking about the movies.
Yeah, they're my favourite. Wayne, thank you so much again, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, great. Catch ya.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Elvis Cast. Subscribe or follow the show on your podcast platform of choice. Just search for Elvis Cast. All the links and contact information can be found on my website, elviscast.com.
If you'd like more information about this episode's special guest, check out the show notes in the description. Thanks for listening to The Elvis Cast.